For the past 6 weeks of Lent here at Calvary, we have all been following a rule of life called the Way of Love. We've examined together seven practices for this rule, six that our presiding bishop Michael Curry gathered: turn, learn, worship, pray, rest, and bless. And then I added one of my own on Maundy Thursday, the practice of stay. Today we come to the final practice of the Way of Love, the practice of go. The practices we've been studying have come down to us from Jesus and from the work of our spiritual ancestors, especially from the monastic communities. But the practice of go comes straight from the moment that Mary Magdalene and the other disciples found that empty tomb. Each gospel writer has a slightly different story of how that moment happened, but they all agree that there were angels, and they all agree that the angels said, go. Luke's angels ask this question of the first witnesses: why are you looking for the living among the dead? Go, move on. There's nothing to see here. The resurrection has happened. Get going. No time to waste. Tell this story of how the dead Jesus Christ is not in the tomb. It's empty. Christ is risen, for God has made a way out of no way, and God is on the loose. No telling what could happen now. For everything is upside down and everything is new. Why do you look for the living among the dead? The silence of God on the cross of Good Friday has been shattered with a loud alleluia from God uttered right into God's beloved creation. Alleluia, says God, now go. But how do we go? Well, some might go in leaps and bounds, dancing with joy. Some might creep quietly and carefully, which is how I imagine Mary Magdalene went in the newness of her discovery. She needed to guard her heart for a little bit longer. Some might go on baby steps because the map ahead is not yet written. The way is a little unclear. Some might not go at all. Not yet, because they're frozen, their feet not ready to move. They have a doubt or two. And then, where do we go? We go wherever there is a need. We go to our neighbor, loving them as ourselves. We go to the place where Jesus calls us to go, in our own daily work. We go with our families. We go with our communities of faith. We go with our book club, with our high school friends. We go with the people we work with. We go with Calvary Kids. We go with Joy. We go to Community Food Response. We go ring bells for Salvation Army. We go. Jesus calls us to go to the hungry and feed them, to the naked and clothe them, to the prisoners and visit them. We go to the place where our greatest passion and the world's greatest need meet. We go where we can be fully the person that God has created us to be. But what do we take with us when we go? We take ourselves. We take our beautifully, uniquely created selves who have something to give to God's world that only we can give. We take our story. We take the story about how new life and miracles and resurrection open our hearts to God's truth. We take the story about the time when we thought there was no way we could find hope. There was no way forward. But we did find hope, and there was a way forward, and we call that resurrection. We take Jesus' story. We take his story, and if we cannot find the words to tell his story, we can flip the pages backwards in the Gospel of John, and we can start at the beginning. For in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. And we can tell about what came into being in Jesus was life, and about how his life was the light of all people. And we can tell about how even in the darkness, Jesus' light shines and the darkness did not and will not overcome it. We can tell about how in the Word, God became flesh and lived among us. And because of that, there is so much grace from us all, from God, that nothing can contain it. Grace upon grace just spills out of God's world all over every one of us, because that's what God does. And God will take things with us when we go. God will take new life out of death, and God will take peace out of chaos, and God will take light out of darkness and hope from despair. But who goes with us when we go? Well, we can go alone, and we can go together. It is a both and kind of thing, not an either or. From before our beginning until after our end, God is with us. God shapes us. God calls us to be people of integrity and love. But when we go in community, when we go with one other person or many other people, everything changes. We go with companions along the way. When we do that, the way is sweeter. Jesus sent his disciples out two by two because he knew that there was power and support and comfort when we travel the way, when we go with at least one other. And then wherever we go, God got there first. So the biggest question maybe of all, why do we go? We go to share the invitation to new life that Mary Magdalene and Simon Peter were given when they became the first witnesses to the empty tomb. We go to do the work that God gives us to do, to heal, to wage peace, to work for reconciliation. We go to respond to God's blessings by walking the way of love. We turn, learn, worship, pray, rest, bless, stay, and we what?
Go.
Thank you. We go. We go to bear witness to Christ's living presence in us and in the world, and with Christ's help to show that there is a better way for this old world to be. So from the angels' mouths to our ears, go. Why look for the living among the dead? Christ is alive. Christ is risen. His new life is our new life. So please take that good news out to everyone you meet when you go. And now, we're going to stand, if you are able, and we're going to renew our baptismal vows. And in those vows and in those questions, we will find our map, our guide for going. Through the Paschal mystery, dear friends, we are buried with Christ into his death and raised with him to newness of life. I call upon you, therefore, now that our Lenten observance is ended, to renew the solemn promises and vows of holy baptism, by which we once renounce Satan and all his works, and promise to serve God faithfully in God's holy Catholic Church. Do you reaffirm your renunciation of evil and renew your commitment to Jesus Christ?
I do.
Do you believe in God the Father?
I believe in God the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth.
Do you believe in Jesus Christ, the Son of God?
I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord. He was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again.
Do you believe in God, the Holy Spirit?
I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting.
Will you continue in the apostles' teaching and fellowship, in the breaking of bread, and in the prayers?
I will, with God's help.
Will you persevere in resisting evil, and whenever you fall into sin, repent and return to the Lord?
I will, with God's help.
Will you proclaim by word and example the good news of God in Christ?
I will, with God's help.
Will you seek and serve Christ in all persons, loving your neighbor as yourself?
I will, with God's help.
Will you strive for justice and peace among all people and respect the dignity of every human being?
I will, with God's help.
May Almighty God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has given us a new birth by water and the Holy Spirit, and bestowed upon us the forgiveness of sins, keep us in eternal life by his grace, in Christ Jesus our Lord.
Amen.